Hello, my name is Tony from National Opinion Research. We're conducting a survey about important issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a moment to please help me out, ma'am? I'll do it as quickly as possible.
Go ahead, since you were so polite. Go ahead.
All right, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. All right, give me one moment here. And let me start off by asking just a moment here. Are you in a safe place where you can talk?
Yes, I am. I'm in my vehicle.
All right. Great. Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
I'm black. I'm African-American.
Okay. And what is your age?
61.
Okay. Thank
you. I'm so sorry. I'm 62 years old. I'm born
62. Okay. Thank you. Give me a moment here. All right. And I know it's still a long way off, ma'am, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely
vote? I always
vote
and always will.
Thank you. So you're going to love this survey then. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied. Thank you. Now, thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress focused on? I'm going to read a list. You can select up to two. If you need me to go over the list again, I'll do it gladly. Here's the list. Providing affordable child care or investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer or fighting inflation or reducing crime or improving the economy, protecting LGBTQ rights, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs or reducing gun violence, improving kindergarten through 12th public school education, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, or standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration. Which two stand out to you the most? I can go over the list again, if you like.
Improving the economy or something about inflation, whatever you said.
Okay, fighting inflation?
Yes.
Okay, and which other one?
Wow. Yeah.
I know there's kind of a list.
Yeah, improving education for, I forgot what grade level that was.
Kindergarten through high school, through 12th public school education. Okay, we'll do
those. I'm a teacher. I'm a teacher.
Right on. Thank you, ma'am. Thanks for helping us out as well. So now, in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Getting worse. Okay, let me document that. Now, in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upward mobility in this country? You can select up to two. I'm going to read the list. The breakdown of traditional family structure, or not enough good role models, or poor work ethic, or too many people depending on the government for handouts, or unfair or rigged economic system for the rich, inadequate programs to help people in poverty, poor life choices and values by some, racism and discrimination, a lack of good paying job opportunities, sexism or unequal pay or treatment for a woman. Which one of those two would you go
The with? First one you said was?
The breakdown of the traditional family structure. Then
that
we
one?
Have that one. Okay. Then I can go over the list. If you hear a second one, stop me. Not enough good role models or poor work ethic or too many people depending on the government for handouts or unfair rigged economic system for the rich. Inadequate. That one. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot.
I'm
writing.
What was the sources?
A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot. It affects me. I'm a teacher.
Yes, ma'am. You did mention it. Let me move on. And do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
I oppose it. I live here in the state of Florida. I oppose
it. Okay. Somewhat or strongly oppose it?
Strongly.
strongly. Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel, ma'am. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please let me know. Just say so. The gay rights movement.
I don't know what to say. I don't judge people, but I'm just a little overboard.
Okay. So, well, how would you rate it on a 0 to 100? Remember, 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means very cold and unfavorable. 50 means in between. You do not feel particularly warm nor cold.
When you say the way I feel toward gay people?
The way you feel, we would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale of 0 to 100. So not necessarily towards gay people, but towards the gay rights movement.
Oh, okay. I'm 50-50 on that.
50, okay. 50. Thank you. Donald Trump?
Unfavorable, 100%. Can't stand it.
Okay, so 0 means very cold and unfavorable. And Kamala Harris?
I'm 100% in favor of her.
Okay, 100? Got it.
Yes.
And what about Joe Biden?
90.
A 9? Okay, 90.
90,
90. 90, thank you. What about critical race theory or CRT?
I have very strong feelings about that. I let me make sure I get it correct. The race theory, what I know about CRT is that people are being treated and judged based upon their race, but it mostly affects black race. African Americans is really want to draw it closer to home.
Okay. Thanks
for sharing that.
So you would give them a very favorable. So on a scale of 0 to 100, how would you rate them? What number?
I will give them a 100 for their organization.
100. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And what about Kevin McCarthy?
Let's see what I can put down for him.
Okay. Take your time.
0.
Okay. And what about Beyonce?
110.
Okay. So we'll go with 100. And Barack Obama?
1,000.
All right. We'll go with 100 since that's the limit. Thank you. And I know it's a ways off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if that election was held today, ma'am, and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Cornel West, the third-party candidate, for whom would you vote?
I'll have to vote for Sleepy Joe again, Joe Biden.
Okay, Joe Biden. Thank you. All right, give me one moment here. And now, switching things up a bit, please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact on your life, 5 means a moderate impact on your life, and a 0 means that you think it won't have any impact at all on your life. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Climate change.
Oh, God, it's already messing up. I can hardly breathe. You said 0 to 10?
Yes, 0, 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact. Okay, 10, thank you. What about affirmative action ending?
10.
10. Now, what about the country's economy going into a recession soon?
Oh, my God, 10.
All right, crime and violence in this country?
You said crime?
Yes, crime and violence in this country.
It's going to affect me. I would say it's an 8.
Okay, so you would say an 8, I'm sorry?
Yes, because I'm going to try to
stay
away from it, but it's still going to affect me.
Got it. And we're already at 60% done. All right. Thanks for hanging in there with me. I'll speed it up here. Now, I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with that policy. Here's the first one. The government should pass a law that creates a federal paid family and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition. How do you feel about that one? Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you. Ban assault weapons. How do you feel about that one? Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
The government should provide free child care to all families.
Agree. Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly?
Strongly.
Got it. Children. The next one. Children under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers.
Strongly agree with that.
All right. The next one. Raise the salaries of public school teachers and support staff.
Strongly.
I figure you would. Thank you. Let me move on. The government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21 for medical and recreational use. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
All right, thank you. And the next one, the government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide. Strongly agree, somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you. Let's move on here. Now, we're already at 75%, okay? Now, in which, if any of the following situations, should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? I'm going to read a list, and let me know if you feel that it applies. If it applies, I'm going to select it as a choice. You can select as many. So, mothers adopting a child. Do you think employers agree? Okay. What about sickness or serious injury?
Strongly agree.
You would agree?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. When dealing with a mental health episode.
Strongly agree.
So that one. And remember, these are following situations where employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off. The next one, caring for a family member with a serious health condition. How about that one?
Strongly agree.
So, yes. A death of a family member?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Mothers giving birth to a child?
Strongly agree.
Okay. And fathers adopting a child?
Strongly agree. My brother's in that situation. Yes.
Okay. Fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you. And once again, this was for the following situations where employers are required by law. If any of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off, and we selected all of them for you. All right, thank you. Let me move on. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Often.
All right, thank you. And have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? Let me mention the first one. Money or property was stolen. Does that apply to you or someone in your household in the last 12 months?
No.
All right. And what about the next one? Home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
What about the next one? Violent crimes such as assault?
No.
Okay. And a car was stolen or broken into?
No.
All right. Let me move on. And thank you so much for hanging in there with us, ma'am. We're almost done. So switching gears a bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 through 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, et cetera.
Postgraduate, I have my master's.
All right, thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated,
married.
Divorced, married? Okay, and do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, I don't. They don't live. My daughters are grown.
Okay, and how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you, ma'am. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Several times a week.
Several times a week?
Yeah, okay. I think you made that choice.
Yeah, let me read it again and make sure we have it right. So how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Twice a week or more. Okay. Wanted to make sure. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations. For each, please tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in the span of the week. Fox News. Very often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom to never?
Seldom to never, try not to.
Okay. Network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS. Very often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom to never?
Somewhat often.
All right. Your local TV news? Very often. Yes. Very often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom to never?
Somewhat often.
All right. And MSNBC? Very often, somewhat, not that often, or seldom to never?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about CNN?
Somewhat.
Somewhat often. All right. Thank you. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
Okay. Would you say a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat. I don't always vote 100% cross party lines, but the major candidates from a strategic Democrat, yeah.
All right. Thanks for your answer. And which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Let me read a list. Medicare, Medicaid, or health insurance provided by you or your spouse's employer? Health insurance you bought.
Provided by my employer.
Got it. And who is the primary breadwinner in your household? You, your spouse, you and your spouse jointly? Your parents or parents? You and your spouse, jointly. Okay, thank you. And would you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household? Just stop me when I get to your category. Under $15,000, $15,000 to $30,000, $30,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $150,000, $150,000. All right, thank you. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
No. All right, thank you, ma'am. This does conclude our survey. As I mentioned, it was very interesting. And thank you so much for helping us with this research study. I appreciate it, okay? All right, thanks for your help.
Thank you.
Thank you.